Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Wealth and Wellness Studio, the podcast that's here to help you get hotter, healthier, happier, and wealthier. I'm Natalia, and this is my co-host, Kat.
Hi.
And today we're going to be having an episode that we haven't done before. Today's episode is save versus spend, what we would splurge on versus what we would not. We're going to cover everything from travel to everyday living and more. Before we get started, though, be sure that if you guys haven't already, follow us on Instagram at the Wealth and Wellness Studio so you can watch as we're building our dream lives and hopefully inspiring you to do the same. And also, if you are not watching the video version of this, go ahead and follow our YouTube channel. And also, if you guys enjoy listening to these podcasts, please leave us a 5-star review. It helps us to continue to grow the show, and we will love you tremendously for that.
For sure. So like Matt said, we're going to touch a topic that I think a lot of people are interested, at least I'm interested, and I have a lot of people that, like, with friends that I discuss about, which is, what are you willing to spend money on, and what are you willing to not spend as much money on? Like, what are your priorities in terms of how much you would spend on it? You know, like, what is something that's worth it to you? What is something that's not? So we're kind of going to touch on some topics that I would say are the, like, some of the most discussed in the area. And then we can, I almost choked on myself. Hold on. Okay, so we're going to touch on some topics that I think are ones that are a lot of people, like, areas that people talk about. And we're going to just give you guys our opinion. And for us, if we value it, if we would put a lot of money into it, if we would spend on it, if we wouldn't, kind of that inside scoop on it. And we're also just figuring out. So maybe us spending the money on the stuff we're spending on is not a good idea, but this is what we're doing. So
I know, I feel like this is going to expose us so heavily. I think it's, like, so interesting too, because over the years of, like, hopefully as you guys watch this show, you're either inspired to start your entrepreneurial journey or you're inspired to just continue to learn how to monetize your life better and be more financially free and stable. And so I think as Kat and I are on our own journeys, it's been really interesting too to watch how these categories have changed over time. And this last year for me, like, really changed my financial status a lot. So, and there's so much. So I feel like 5 years from now, 100%. It's going to change even more. So that'll be really interesting to cover. And if you guys hate our takes, comment below. Like, let us know what you would spend on, because we're curious too. Yeah. So let's dive in.
Yeah, for sure. I actually want to say something really quick, though, before we get started, which you guys will be able to listen about or hear more about it on our How's It Going series. But Nat just had some insane accomplishments these last 2-3 days, and it's so, so cool. So I just wanted to throw that out there, because I think, like, it's so awesome to see your friend going through that journey and to be achieving such big milestones. And I just wanted to put that out there. We're not going to talk about it now, but if you guys hear about it, we always have our How's It Going series. We're doing a catch up, and I'm sure we'll talk about it, because it's so exciting. So just wanted to put out there as a little support.
But yeah, I'm like so excited. This is such a fun season for my agency and for our startup. And Kat, I, like, honestly, have you seen all those reels that are like, I never heard anyone else's complaints because of how loud my best friend cheered for me. Yes. I feel that way so much with you. And I feel like hopefully you guys watching this feel the same way. Like, know that if no one in your corner is, like, doing big things, and, like, just know that this is your space for this. Kat and I will support you. This is the community for all of us. So thanks, Kat. And yeah, I'm excited for our How's It Going series. It's going to be so much fun. Also, side note, I'm starting a parasite cleanse. I've been listening to so many podcasts about parasites, and I'm actually so terrified of my own body right now. I'm pretty sure we all have so many worms living inside of us, and I'm really scared. I have, like, a phobia of worms. So that is, like, such a side tangent, but if you want to hear about that on the How's It Going series, Kat, I have so much to tell you about that. So
anyway. I'm definitely very interested.
And Kat, sorry, one more thing I was going to say, guys. Kat is in Turks and Caicos exploring, like, the most beautiful place on earth. So if you want to hear about that, here's another shameless plug for the How's It Going series. Sure. But we'll get back to this episode.
Awesome. Okay, so we're just going to get right into it now, which will bring up a topic. Nat and I are kind of going to rate it from like a 1 to 5, 5 meaning we would spend quite a bit of money on it, and 1 being it's not really important to us. Like, I would go the cheap, the very economical route. And then we can definitely like talk a little bit more on each topic. But the first one is flights. So when you're traveling, Nat, are you someone on your flights? This can go into the second one, which then is like stays. But when you're traveling around, because we both do quite a bit of traveling, are you someone that travels on a major budget, or are you somebody that is a little bit flexible, or you like to splurge?
Okay, so I, up until, honestly, every flight I've bought until now, I'm always going the cheapest route. Like, I'm okay flying, but I found, okay, so 2 things. Credit card points are my best friend, and cheap flights. Man, I have flown every budget airlines, packed in a backpack. Like, I feel like this is an area, though, that's going to change for me. Like, Kat, when we've recorded our first episode together in Qatar, Kat and I were talking about, I feel like I'm getting too old for this and I'm working too hard for this. Like, I'm like, I feel like this is going to change really soon. But up until now, I have only ever flown like as budget as possible, saved all my money, like not brought carry-on bags, like just because travel has always been a priority for me. But until like a year and a half ago, I didn't have the funds to be able to travel to all the places I wanted to and splurge on tickets. So that's been in the past. I feel like it's going to change in the future. What about you?
I didn't
rate 1 to 5. So I'm like a 1.
Like a 1. Yeah. Right, yeah. Now you're a 1. So you don't. Or are you like starting to go a little bit
right now,
more,
but
to
I think every flight
the other side.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've slept on airport floors. I've done every like low budget travel hack you can think of.
That's actually true, guys. Like, the first time Nat and I met, Nat came to Costa Rica and she traveled with like this super worn out backpack that was like half ripped up and it was packed to the max. And I'm like, Nat, why didn't you just bring a carry-on? She's like, because it was an extra cost. So I
know. Yeah, and I was just going to say, no, Kat, you're so right. When we met in Costa Rica, I totally was. And this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm in a different place now. I can actually buy a ticket to, like, Europe and not worry about it. Like, yeah. It's not going to break me financially. So, like, I feel like it's changed so much. But truly, like, because travel has always been a priority, I feel like now I'm at the point where I don't get stressed buying tickets. And I will definitely love to start upgrading to like business and business and first class. But it's just hard for me to spend that much when I'm like, I'm young, I'm resilient. Like, I can sit in the back of the plane and like save $700. Like, I can totally do that. But I think credit card points, I'm realizing, is the new travel hack for being able to, it's not new, it's new to me, but using my credit card points and my business cards and personal cards, like hacking all my finances in a way where I can upgrade without breaking the bank. So I think that's like the next stage of travel for me. What about you, Kat?
So I'm at a 5 is really hard because there's no like half number. I would say I'm at a 2.5. I'm right in the middle. Because I think I like when I can, if there are flights that are like, depending on the flights, if it's short flights, I'll like go the cheaper way. However, I will always prioritize just like 1 layover or 2 layovers. So I will go the more expensive route if there's a bunch of layovers or if it's like a 10-hour layover. So for me, because I'm always doing like, I to get an idea, I literally for the last 2.5 years, almost 3 years, I have not been in one singular place for more than 2 months. So, and then within that time, sometimes I'm only there for like a week. Sometimes I'm there for like 3 weeks, but it's never been more than those 2 months. So I travel a lot. And I think because I spend so much time on planes, I really value my time, like my comfort level on them. So like, and make the travel as efficient as possible and as quick as possible. So I will choose the like more comfortable route, but I don't. But I am starting this year. I am starting, like, if it's a very long, like, intercontinental flight, I will splurge and I may buy business class. But otherwise I'm not like, I'll buy my exit seat and I'll buy the internet and I'll work through the flight.
Kat, have you seen those memes that are like me buying a $15 latte at the airport after saving $5 to save $5 like on the actual flight?
Yes.
Like, yes. That meme, I feel like it's so relatable for so many people. And yeah. It's been really cool. I feel like this last year, I know that you've spent more money on travel. And I feel like it's such a, once you start, I feel like it's addicting. Like, it's hard to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm honestly, though, I am at a point now that I do really want to slow down because it's getting very chaotic. But my lifestyle kind of relies on me moving around a lot. It's hard to explain. That's for another time. But it does rely for me to be all over the place a bit, and the way that I have my life structured.
She's not smuggling anything. Just
no, I'm not.
my life structure, I can't talk about it.
No, not on this episode. We can definitely talk about it. I'm not smuggling anything, guys. But thank you for clarifying that. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
I just wanted to make sure.
For sure. No, I do really appreciate it. Yeah, so I think
we're gonna be like, what is it? No, we'll talk about it. We're gonna leave it at that and talk about it in a different episode. So you guys have to come back. Yeah,
for sure. So the other one is that I think is a topic that, yes, what?
Sorry, I was just gonna say, guys, in a future episode, we should also talk about a citizenship to a new country that Kat has put me on, but we're not gonna talk about it in this episode. Yes,
that'd be super, super literally, interesting. For sure.
Literally, we'll new country, but anyway, we'll talk about that in a different one. Okay. Keep going.
So next topic, or next would you spend money on or would you not spend money on, is lifestyle activities. And when I mean that is like snowboarding, kite surfing, wakeboarding, like doing an activity that's not free, but it's lifestyle oriented. Nah, what you is go your first take on it? Oh, okay.
No, you go first.
Okay, so I have a problem that my hobbies are expensive hobbies.
You literally picked the most expensive hobbies.
I really like, you know, there's those hobbies that are like soccer, football. For me, it's football. For you, it's also football. I'm talking about European football here. And like that is cleats. Sure, you can buy some pretty expensive cleats, but then, you know, you can go to a field in the community. That's it on a cheaper end. I don't do that. I do the ones that have a crap ton of gear and you need to travel somewhere in order for you to go and experience that activity.
Flying helis, kite surfing,
snowboarding. Like, it's not cheap, guys. Exactly. So I'm going to have to say, for me, that's a 5.
Yeah.
So I definitely splurge on it.
I think we're very similar in this area. I think that this one might be even higher for you than me right now, because I feel like for me, it's like I'm not willing, like we were talking about kite surfing and snow kite surfing. I don't know. Kite boarding.
Yes.
I don't know what you would call this, in the snow. Snow kiting in Finland. And for me, I'm like, I could spend $4,000 on a trip right now, but I just don't, like, it's just not enough of a priority to me to do it. So I'm very similar of like, I'm okay spending money on activities, but even buying my Icon Pass every year, I'm like, it still like hurts me. So I'm like, I really miss living by the ocean. And it's like, you just buy your surfboard and then you have an activity. But to me, I'm like, if you're going to spend your money on something, you may as well do it on, like, activities to me are so valuable. Like, it's play is so good for you. Having a hobby, like having a passion, like I feel like it's so important. And what are you going to do instead? Like, only watch TV all day? Like, I feel like it's so good to have a hobby, but I definitely agree with you. I think we both have expensive hobbies, and the amount that I have spent on gear is insane.
We don't talk about it. We just don't talk about it because it's a little sad.
Kat,
but hey,
we were in Portugal, Kat picked up she got her new kite board, and it was so funny because she was so in love with it. But we were like, we are crazy. Like, you were like, I cannot believe I've never spent this much on anything. Like, I can't believe I'm spending this much on a board.
And why do I need it to be like that? Because for context, the kiteboard is like carbon fiber and everything. I'm like, why did I need to get this one out of all of them? I don't know. I just have that expensive taste.
To me, I always viewed it, I'm like, this is an investment, because once you buy your gear, you can keep it for a long time. You're building your quiver. Like, it's
important. That's what I thought until – That's what I thought until I lost. To give context, I had bought a kiteboard, and I literally, within 3 weeks of me using it, I lost the board. So Cat. I had to buy another one. So that's what I think too. Oh, it's an investment. No, I don't know. Is
it? But no, anyways, but you know what? You work hard for something. And honestly, it's great networking. We've talked about this before, but I feel like extreme sports are such a great place to network with people because, number one, you're either crazy. There's two things about it. Number one, you're either broke because of the activity. So, or most people, they've built businesses and are wealthy enough and time free enough to invest in those activities. So I've realized skydiving, surfing, snowboarding, kite surfing, like, they're just such great places to network with other business owners. So if you look at it that way, then it's basically an investment in your business.
It's basically a business write-off. I mean, that's what you can do.
I think we're on the same page on this one.
Yeah, that's right.
What's next?
Okay. So what's yours? You'd say it's a 5 as well.
Yeah, mine, I would say mine's a 4 because I could definitely go more all out, and I will at some point. Okay. But you know what I really want next year, Kat? Next year, I really want to buy one of those Goldberg snowsuits. They're like super expensive. They're like $2,000 for the snowsuit. But I'm like, I want one so, so bad. So maybe if I like hit like my annual recurring revenue goal, maybe that'll be like my treat for myself.
Very good. I would support it. I always support you spending money.
Support. She's so supportive. She won't spend money, but she'll get you to spend money. It's so bad.
Wait, this is a great way to get into our next one, which is fashion.
Yeah.
Nat, I want you to go on this first. Fashion. Okay. What's for you? Is it something you would spend or not?
Okay, believe it or not, I actually don't spend a lot of money on clothes. Like, I actually don't shop very often, and I'll normally like, I honestly don't really love shopping, and I'll only do it like once a year. I think now I'm doing like, I'm working with a lot more clothing brands, and like, I really enjoy fashion, but I think before experiences were such, I've really only started to make like, have a lot of disposable income in the last like 6 months. And I've been really, or like a year, but like really been able to like, what am I saying? My priority is like investing, experiences, travel. And then like, I feel like some of these material things, like I love them. Like I love makeup. I love fashion. I love all of that. But it's actually the thing that I've spent the least amount of money on. But I guess one thing about me is I don't like to shop a lot of like cheap fashion. I would much rather buy, like I would rather have like a 5 shirts in my closet, but they're like more expensive rather than having like a bunch of outfits that I just like,
Granted though, I do want to say something that when I go visit Nat at her place, like we never go shopping. That's just not a thing. However, whenever we're traveling, Nat will buy because it's like, it's really cute boutique. Actually, it's really cute. And then Nat goes, I'm probably never going to be here again. And it's like, which I agree, but I would say, like,
I spend more than you do.
Like, when you're traveling, that's when you would splurge, right?
Well, yeah. And I think the reason why is because I would rather, like I said before, I'm willing to spend money on clothes, but I would rather it be like with memory. Like, oh, I got this dress is from South Africa. Like, this shirt is from Portugal, this whatever. And it's like, I don't think shopping is like a regular activity for me, but when I start, it doesn't stop. So like, Kat is so right. I think every time I'm traveling with Kat, I'm shopping. But that's not
it's like, true. I've never seen you shop at all when you're just at home. Like, never. It's not something you go do for fun. It's
no, just, I shop when I'm traveling.
Nat goes, do you think I should get out? And I go, oh, 100%. And then I have something else. And Nat goes, are you going to get that? And I said, 100% not. And then she buys and I don't. Yeah.
Well, and to be fair, I feel like I need to, I start traveling with like room in my suitcase because I know I'm going to come home with more. It's really bad. Honestly, Kat, I really only shop with you. You and Wiley, no, actually. You're the two people that make me shop. Yeah.
No, but it is, I can testify, you don't do it at home. Like just on your regular, yeah. It's not something that
but you're you also can testify, I have dropped a lot of money shopping with Kat. So it's yeah. a weird, it's a very extreme cycle. What about you, Kat?
It is, I will say I'm a terrible influence. Like you do not want to go shopping with me because I will convince you to buy everything and I will not get a thing. So at the end of the day, yeah. you'll feel yeah. like you spent
I've
been able
like to convince you like a couple of times, but it's been like a, it took a lot of work. I'm still learning what how to okay here's the thing, guys. Again, I think that this is going to change over time. Like I'm really happy to buy. I do care about fashion, and I've realized like I'm starting to care more and more about how I like present myself and how I dress, and I want to be classy. So like I think I will budget for this, but it's definitely like on the list of like getting money and like on the list of what I'm going to do with it. Like I would much rather put $1,000 into an investment right now or $1,000 into a plane ticket to and like a stay somewhere than I would put it into clothes. But as I have the margin, like once those things are covered and the investments are covered and the savings is covered and the retire, like all those things, you will see me shopping on, you will see me buying a lot of clothes soon.
So would you say you're like a two?
I'd say I'm like 2.5.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, well, I guess then for me, I'm very similar. However, because I spend so much money on my hobbies, I don't spend that much on my clothes. Like, I don't really go shopping very often. I love fashion. Like, I have to say, I love fashion. And I don't find fun going to malls, but I find it fun going to boutiques.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like yeah. a super like something like, so going to a mall, I don't go to a mall for fun. That is not fun for me. If I go to a mall, it's to get something done. But if I'm like visiting some city and there's like little boutique stores, I will go in to look at it, even though if I'm not buying anything, cause I just love looking at the fashion. Mm-hmm. Now I do, I would say like, I would say I'm a 2.5 as well, because I don't really spend that much money on clothes. I don't, like, my closet is constantly shrinking, not growing, which is great because I want to get
to declutter.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my goodness, I love it. It's like my obsession. I do love to declutter. So like it's shrinking. But, however, the pieces I'm buying are more and more expensive every time. Like and it's not, I don't buy to preference, I don't buy designer stuff. Like that's not what I mean by expensive. I just mean like yeah, higher quality. Like that's definitely not what I mean. I just mean like better quality, not like fast fashion. Although I do say I love Zara.
Yeah. Zara. No, we're suckers for Zara. And like Aritzia. I know that's not like fast fashion, but it's still
it's a little on there. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think Kat, honestly, I will say that you have a vision though for your closet. Like I feel like you know what you're looking for. Like you know yeah. what button down you want. You know what makeup brand you want. You know what like I feel like you have more of like a vision of like what you want to buy. Yeah. Yeah. And you only really buy what you've decided you want to buy. I will buy stuff just because I see it. It's cute. I'm like, oh, I closed a client this week and I want to celebrate.
That you is know? So accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right on it. Like, you will spend accurate. Money, but like you not, I mean, it's not like a huge priority, but when I say you will spend money, I just mean like when you have a vision and you want something, you're going to buy it. It's just 100%. That you're very particular. I feel like, 100%. Yeah, that's our difference. But
no, you hit it right on the nails for sure. Like that's the case. Cause if I have it, nothing's standing in my way. I'm getting that thing. But if I didn't think about it, that's not what's needed.
Would you spend money on like a designer bag? Someday. I know we haven't. I don't think either of us have.
I think someday. However, I'm someone, I don't like branding really. I like to be more, like, I don't like to be very out there in terms of, like, calling attention on myself if I'm just walking down the street. So I think I would never, like, even if I were to start wearing designer, which
I'm not. What about the chicken head?
Okay. No, hold on. That's the thing.
Oh, no, for context, Kat has literally walked down the streets of Lisbon with a chicken head on her head.
It's not an actual live chicken, it's a mask. Yeah, so that was a terrible way of me putting it. Let me rephrase.
I know what you mean. You're saying you're not like a flashy person.
I don't want to be robbed. yeah. Except I will humiliate myself in public. Not a problem. But yeah, I'm not. But it comes in like it's purrs. Sometimes I'm very calm, and other times it just something happens, you know? Yeah. No, but definitely not. You're definitely right on that. So I think, I've never been a bag person. Like, I've never wanted to get like handbags or I just don't. However, I am really trying to dress more feminine. Not saying I really dress masculine now.
No, but I get it. Kat and I have talked about like we grew up wearing shorts and t-shirts like all day, every day.
Yeah. And I would go shopping for shorts on the men's shorts sections with like my boyfriend tells me he I would show him pictures now and it's horrible. It's so bad. Like it's
the things we do is not
good. Yeah. So, yeah. I would do like men thirst traps.
If we're brave enough, maybe we'll like do a transformation like a video where we show our high school selves.
I am brave enough. Yeah, I would put my hair up and like up in a hat or in a beanie where you would think I'm a man. So I don't know why. I just thought it was a fashion statement. And I would wear men's shorts and men's hoodies and men's shoes, like the really thick DC shoes, the skater ones, the super thick ones that look like there's foam on them. That's what I would wear.
Yeah, it's so funny how like we evolved.
We're not in those days anymore. So.
It's so funny how like we all evolve over time, but I feel like for me, like the next stage is like, I really like love, I honestly think I really love luxury fashion and I would love to like, I honestly would love to wear like really high end clothing all the time and look super classy and like have Kat my dream. If I could spend money on this, as soon as I like can do it without compromising the travel and the other things. Like, I would love to get a blowout weekly. I would love to have my nails done. I would love to have like all the makeup that I want. And I want to have like,
wait. Put a pause on it because that is the next one, which is self-care when it comes to like not needed. So like hair, nails, stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. So this last year I'll go first. For this last year, I started modeling and I feel like that changed so much because I have to have my nails done. I have to have my hair done. Like you have to be tan. Like you have to do like all of these things for the jobs that I'm applying for and the jobs that I'm working. And so I think within that, that's like really changed my taste and my view on it. I feel like I still won't, like I only get my hair cut like once a year. I get my nails done. I basically always have them done now and it's just an expense. I mean, for me, it really is a business expense for the work that I do and for the modeling income. So that like I'm willing to spend money on, but before I wasn't. So like, again, this has changed over time. This used to not be a priority, but I think future me will be wearing luxury clothes and all of that. I'm just not there yet.
So on that area, like in terms of hair, like makeup, nails, stuff like that, what are you right now from a 1 to 5?
I would say I'm like a 2 because really outside of the nails, I'm not spending that much on beauty.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good. Maybe a 3. I'm definitely a 3. I pay a lot for skincare. I would say I'm a 3. I'm a 3 and I get a lot for free because I get a lot comped through my marketing agency, like med spas I work with, brands I work with. So I feel like, totally. I feel like I do, it is a priority for me, but I'm not paying for it. So I can't say that I would like splurge on it because I'm not. So,
okay. Yeah, totally. So what about you? For me, I would say a 1.5 because in general, like I will find the cheapest hair salon that still does good. Okay. Not saying the no, but I will do it. Like I do like getting my nails done more recently. Cause like I said, I'm trying to get into more of my feminine energy, but like right now my nails are, you can't really tell. I don't know if it's going to focus, but they are so bad because, I've been kite surfing and all the gel cracked and it's all ripped and it's paper thin and it's just horrendous, but it's fine. I like it. It's a look, you know?
No, I love it. It is a look. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd say that's not really a thing. And like for me, I really own very, very little makeup. Like on a daily basis, I don't wear any makeup, but that's also because I had such bad acne at a point and I still am really scared of putting anything on my face. And I'm always like doing an activity and I'm sweating and I cannot have like
stuff on your
face. It's like a sensory thing. I don't know if that's what you can call it, but it's just
like a sensory overload
bothers me. Yeah. So I do sometimes, like if it's a special event or something's happening and I want to look more put together, I'll put a little bit of makeup on, but it's definitely not something I spend money on. I go to Sephora like once a year, if that. So yeah, that would be me.
I feel like every time I'm with you, you buy makeup. Every time I'm with you, I buy clothes.
Yeah. Hey, that's probably, yeah.
It's not like, yeah.
No, what were you going to say?
I think that's just the way it's worked out. It's not even that like we actually spend that much money on that stuff normally. But no, talking about like the cheapest hair salon, yeah, I definitely was going to say I only get my haircut once a year. But last year I spent $400 on my haircut. Like it was so much. I've never spent that much on hair. And I was like, I was really happy with it, but I was like, and I was happy to pay it, but I was just like, wow, like I can't imagine doing this more than one time a year. Like that's a crazy amount.
Okay. I do have to say before I was 20 or like 19, maybe actually, I would get my hair bleached. No, 19, like 18, 19, 20. I got my hair bleached and I was very blonde and my hair, like I would pay $400-$500 like for hair like two times a year. So
hair is insane.
It's something that I did used to spend on like for hair. Now, no, forget it. I'm trying to just get it natural and
that's what I'm
letting it be because my hair gets fried enough with all the salt water and sun. So
true.
Okay. Next one. Wellness, the side of like facials, massages, light therapy. I feel like we've already kind of slightly touched on this, but like in terms of supplements, things like that. Oh. Is it something that
this is honestly from all the categories, like this is higher than travel for me. I will pay like I'm currently paying like I'm on a monthly membership for hundreds of dollars with this like a chiropractor who literally helps like realign your posture for specifically for athletes and all your activities and like fix the way you move to prevent injuries. Because I think after having, for me, health is like the number one thing. And so anything that like, I guess I've already had so many surgeries and I've had so many issues with broken limb, like broken bones, torn ligaments, that for me, I'm like, it is something that to me, it's the most valuable thing I can do for myself. So like I will pay literally anything, do anything that is like well-researched, science-backed. I don't think you have to spend hundreds of dollars to be healthy. Like I just want to make that like very clear. You do not have to spend hundreds of dollars to be healthy. But for me, it's like such if I'm going to spend my money on something, I want it to be something that's like going to optimize my brain for work, optimize my body for longevity. Like I am too young to be experiencing like dislocated shoulders and hip pain and knee surgery. And like, I'm just, I won't pay anything for my health.
Totally. Okay. Yeah. So you'd say it's like I know this is an area like you're six. Also.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's like a five, like a six.
Okay. Yeah. I know. You break the scale. You just break the scale with it. Yeah. I know it's something that you're super passionate about. And I definitely know it's a really big priority. And I think it shows in your life, meaning the results are showing in your life. Like the effort you're putting into that area really show in a lot of like, I feel like so much of the wellness and health aspect in your life has maximized in the last like year even, you know? So I definitely know that's a big priority for you. And it also inspires, went through puberty there for a second. It also inspires me to do it. Even more, which for me, going into it, I would say I'm a four in this area. It's definitely a big or 4.5. I would say I'm basically a five. It's just, I would probably, where I would improve on is like physical therapy or chiropractor. Like those are the areas that I don't take that extra step. Besides that, it is something like from supplements to other things like wellness and health is so important.
Diet, for me. Yeah.
100%. And I've had some pretty bad brain injuries with accidents. So it's been like something also with getting in terms of like having some kind of memory loss and also like vision stuff and everything. So it's yeah, definitely on a big top priority for me as well. So I'd say a 4.5 though, because I don't go that extra step.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, did you want to say something though?
Yeah. No, I just wanted to say like, honestly, for me, I'm like having the, like, to me, I've realized, like, what is the point? I feel like when we feel good in our own bodies and, like, we feel good in our own brains, like, you can really accomplish anything you want in life because, like, you actually have control of your own narrative of, like, what's the story I'm telling myself about, like, what's possible for, like, my success? What's the story I'm telling myself about, like, my relationships around me of, like, the, like, what's the story I'm telling myself of, like, how I want to live, how I like what, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you're, if your brain and your body like are, if you're carrying anxiety in your body, which like is totally me for so many years and like still working, but I'm just like, if you're weighing, if you're carrying injuries and like negative energy and like bad health and like your energy is low, your mentality is low, like it's really hard, I feel like, to do everything else. So it's like, to me, I just like, everyone has their own priorities, but like to me, like I would much rather live, if I have to choose, like I would much rather live a simple life, but like give my brain and body all the chances it has to like be, live as meaningful as possible. So yeah, 100%. But when you come visit me, I'm taking you to Upgrade Labs and the,
I cannot wait.
Massage guy. I'm going to change your life. You need to come.
I'm so excited. Really. I need that. I really do. But
I wanted to say, I was going to say, I'm really inspired by, I've been really inspired by Kat with like, I feel like your consistency of like every time I've been around you, but like your morning walks, like the way that you eat, like the way that you take care of your skin. Like I feel like you incorporate wellness, like your spirituality, like there's so many different facets of wellness. And, I feel like you do a really good job of prioritizing that. And, it's definitely inspiring for me too.
Thank you. That's so nice. So you guys, I really want to touch on this point, which is super important. I said that about Nat, and Nat just mentioned that about me. And I think a reason why we both are also growing so much is because we have that like constant back to back of us supporting each other and 100%. Growing through that process. And you will get to wherever you want to go so much faster if you are surrounded by people that are also chasing after the same thing. It doesn't even have to be people. It's just, as if you have just one person in your corner, like. Yeah.
You can,
with the same kind of mindset going for the same thing, you will go so much quicker than if you're walking alone.
Yeah. And not being like, I think a huge thing too is I feel like, especially within women in society, we're so conditioned to be like, jealous. You see so many people, who are like jealous and also like, not evil, but like, how do you say it? Like catfishy, like, oh, I don't want other people to have opportunities because if they have an opportunity, then they'll take my, like to me, I'm like, one of the greatest things that I think has helped me in business is like give free value to people. Like just help people. Like if you know somebody who would be a great connection with someone else, like connect them, you know what I'm saying? And 100%. It's like you said, it's just so beautiful to like, I'm so grateful for you. And again, guys, if you're listening to this podcast, if you don't have that in person, like let us be that virtual people for you, like introduce yourself, like reach out to us. Like we would love to connect. But yes,
we definitely, we want to like lift as many people up as possible. Like it's, we're on a journey all together, and it's just so much fun, so much more fun when you're doing it with a community rather than by yourself.
I agree.
Okay. So we have two more topics, I'd say.
Let's buzz through them.
Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, I was going to say, let's get through them. Cause I'm realizing,
For sure. Which one is kind of connected, but food. Restaurants, so grocery or like going out to eat. So Nat, I'll let go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Yes. Oh, I'll go first. Okay, here we go. So I feel like when it comes to groceries and food and eating out, my number one priority is eating healthy. Like I want to eat as locally sourced whole food, like grass-fed, like basically as like close to how it's intended to be with the least amount of chemicals. Like that is my goal. I don't really care if I have to shop or eat out. So I guess the big thing to me is it depends on availability. honestly, up until this year, I ate out so much just because of time. Like, I realized I would rather pay $20 for a meal and spend that hour getting another client rather than the hour it takes to cook, hour it takes to clean, hour it's like, you know what I'm saying? But this last year, I've started to actually really enjoy cooking. Kat, you would be really surprised when you come visit me. I will cook for you and you will love it. But I've started to really enjoy cooking. And I think that that's changed for me now. But at the same time, convenience is still king. So like, I'm happy. It depends. Like, it depends on the quality of restaurants around me. Like, we have where I live, there's like three like completely organic, what do you call it? Seed oil free, like incredible meal prep places. And I happily will go and support those local businesses and eat there if it saves me time. But then other nights, like, I'll just cook from scratch. So I don't know. I think it depends. I'm willing to spend money for a better quality product. Cause again, like, what goes in my body directly impacts like how I feel, how I look, like all of it. So what about you?
So would you say you're like a 4 or a 5?
I would say I'm like a 4. Like, I'm truly, I don't know. There's no way that I could spend that much more money on food than what I spend. I spend a lot. Yeah. So
yeah,
I won't spend. Yeah, just sure. One thing though, is that I will not spend on, I'm not like a fancy restaurant type of person. Like, I spend a lot of money on organic and like Whole Foods, but I don't really like go to super fancy dinners or like spend a bunch of money on like drinks. Like, I don't really go out like that to restaurants. So I don't know if that helps too.
No, totally. Yeah. That may definitely like makes sense in terms of that. It's not like in terms of, oh, it's fancy. It's just what's good and fueling your body properly. So for me, I would say I'm a 4 as well. It is super, super important. I'm also the same. I will buy as clean, as organic, as much as from farm to table as possible. Where I would say that I still have room to grow, also because I need a house, but would be, I would love to have like my own vegetable garden, my own structure where I can do as much things as possible from scratch myself or growing it myself. So that's where I'd say is that extra step that I would take, because it is super important for me. And I would I'd love to have like my own little place, but again, I need a house.
You will have a garden, Kat. You, as soon as you like find a place to settle down eventually, like that will happen.
Yeah. So that would say that.
What about eating out?
I wouldn't put it at 5. Eating out for me, I would say I'm a 2.5. The reason why I say 2.5 is because it's not like every time I go out, I need to splurge. But it's not that I'm going to try and save on it. So I'm right in the middle where I will go wherever I feel like going. If that's more on the expensive side, I will go to that place. If it's more on the not so expensive side, but it's what I'm looking to eat, I will also go to that place. So I'm just right in the middle, just dependent on like the convenience and the fact of what I'm feeling and everything. Yeah. So I don't care. I'm not going to go to a like 5-course gourmet Michelin chef restaurant every day. Definitely not. Every week, no. Every month, no.
But like once a year,
for sure. Okay, we're gonna go into our last one, which is work tools. So things that are gonna benefit you, your business, your finance. Nat, I know this one. I can almost guarantee yours is gonna be a 7. No, but it's just gonna break the scale even more.
100%. I'm definitely a 5 on this one, because I like, again, I've realized at this point in my business, like I want to outsource as much as I can, automate as much as I can, so that I can really focus on the things that I'm good at. And I'm willing to pay money for good accountants, good CPAs, good tax people, I will pay whatever so that I can focus on the things that are actually going to move the needle forward in my business. That's where I'm at. What about you?
Yeah, totally. I would say I'm at like a 4.7. The reason why I don't put myself exactly at a 5 is because it's not like I search best accountant ever and I just go and spend money on that. I will still try and see what would fit. Yeah. Well, I guess I would be a 5 as well in the sense like
– No, I'll be a 4.7. I would definitely put it
– But it's like I'm not at a point where I'll find the best and I'll just push like no matter the cost, I'll get the best of the best. I will still do like some like shopping around or see like what is the best or most efficient. And it's – I will still like budget, but it won't stop me from – a cost won't stop me from growing something in that area of like my work or my business. So yeah,
I love.
Okay, sweet. Well, I don't have any other topics. And I know we're also, it's getting a little bit longer. I don't know.
I think we should just cut it here. I think we should just pivot, but I honestly really enjoyed this. I don't know if this is like a style of episode that you guys, enjoy listening to or are curious about, but if you guys like want to tell us like what do you spend money on versus what you don't, like comment it below or DM us at Wealth and Wellness Studio. And Kat, I was like, I feel like I knew we should have guessed what it would be for the other person. That's what we should have done.
That's true.
Because I feel like I was like, yeah, this makes sense. Like I feel like all your answers made sense to me.
Yeah. Oh, same on your side. Yeah, it would have been fun because I feel like we would have gotten quite accurate. But yeah, it's just interesting to see. Like, it'd be super cool for us to do one of these again, like in a year, to 100%. See what the dynamics like kind of changed of it, right? And obviously, there's so more, like, so many more topics. But for us, like, this is where it is most of our life surrounds around or is around, right? So for us, these are the most significant. And
next time we'll do it.
It'll be interesting.
Next time we'll do it with like a yacht, a helicopter. Like, we'll be like, would you rather buy a Porsche 911 or a G-Wagon? Like that's what you guys will see us doing in give us like 1 to 3 years. Yeah.
I like that. Okay, good, good. I'm glad you gave like a scale. No, that's awesome. For sure. So anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed listening. And like Nat said, let us know if this is something that is interesting to you, if this kind of content in terms of like what our opinion is and our takes on different subjects are. If so, do let us know. We always, any questions you have or anything we want us to talk about, please do let us know as well. We'd be more than happy to talk about it and touch on all that. If you enjoy listening, like Nat said at the beginning, please subscribe and follow us on our social media as well as leave a review, only if it's a 5-star review though.
Yep.
And we definitely look forward for talking to you guys next week.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.